and shop for the latest in men's and women's fashion. Plus, shop for beautiful men's and women's jewelry. Double D Western is located at South Town Square at 821st Street Southwest in Huron. Double D Western is open every day of the week, so that improves your shopping hobby even more. Stay in style with Double D Western in Huron, located on 821st Street Southwest in Huron.
Your headquarters for sports is Dakota Sports on KOKK.
Back in Woolsey as we get set for game number two, James Valley Christian and Highmore Herald. Our scoreboard update is brought to you by Muir Family Hair Care, downtown Huron. Lori and Kylie at the Muir offer haircuts, colors, waxing, perms, hair treatments, shampoo sets, and eyelash extensions. Stop in or call 605-883-HAIR. That's Muir Family Hair Care, downtown Huron. Just in the books, top seed Wessington Springs defeated Sunshine Bible 71-19. On the floor now, warming up, number 4 seed James Valley Christian, number 5 seed Highmore Herald. Later, it's number 2 seed Woolsey Wessington and number 7 seed Iroquois Lake Preston in the final game of the first round. Hopefully by 5:30, or even more hopefully before that, Sanborn Central Woonsocket at the 3 seed will play number 6 seed Hitchcock Tulare. The girls' first round happened on Friday. The top seeds all won. Wessington Springs top seed girls defeated Sunshine Bible 51-14. James Valley Christian 4 seed defeated number 5 Highmore Herald 53-32. 2 seed Sanborn Central Woonsocket defeated 7 seed defending champion Woolsey Wessington 50-35, and number 3 seed Iroquois Lake Preston outlasted number 6 Hitchcock Tulare by a score of 38-36. So the girls' second round lineups look like this for the consolation at James Valley Christian tomorrow afternoon. Sunshine Bible will play Highmore Herald at 3:30. Woolsey Wessington Hitchcock Tulare will play at about 6:30. For the the semifinal side of the bracket, and that'll be here in Woolsey, Wessington, in Woolsey. Wessington Springs will play James Valley Christian about 3:30. Sanborn Central Woonsocket plays Iroquois Lake Preston at about 6:30. And that'll be the lineup for the girls' second round coming up tomorrow. Again, Thursday will be the longest day of basketball, as I like to call it, as we'll be at the arena starting at 9 o'clock in the morning. 7th place, 5th place games will be on 1340 KIJV Tiger 95. Then we hand off to KOKK for the 3rd place and championship games at approximately 3 o'clock. So our coverage, not quite wall-to-wall. We won't be able to get those consolation games on tomorrow at James Valley Christian, but we will be here for the semifinals tomorrow here on KOKK. We'll end up getting 20 of the 24 games in between the, how many days is it? 4 days total for these two tournaments here this year. We'll get set for the next matchup between JVC and Highmore Herald. Take another timeout of 2 minutes on Dakota Sports.
Bauman Agency presents the 2024 Crop Market Outlook and Crop Insurance Update. Come and hear featured speaker Brooks York teaching grain marketer insights combined with crop insurance and innovative grain marketing strategies. Join us at 6 p.m. Tuesday, February 6th at the Huron Event Center. You'll also get the latest crop insurance updates and learn how they may affect your operation. Come for supper and stay to learn on Tuesday, February 6th at 6 p.m. Bauman Agency, crop insurance from your side of the fence. RSVP 605-353-1112. Bauman Agency is an equal opportunity provider.
When you live in South Dakota, you have to deal with the weather. It's cold one day, warm the next. It's a part of life that your central air unit or furnace just may cause you some problems. Call Kurtz Heating and Cooling in Huron, 352-5316. Kurtz Heating and Cooling can inspect your home or office climate systems. So when you make an appointment, the staff at Kurtz Heating and Cooling can take every precaution to make sure you and your family and your employees are safe. Kurtz Heating and Cooling in Huron.
Hague Insurance of Woonsocket wishes their hometown Blackhawks and the surrounding community teams the best of luck in the 281 Boys and Girls Tournament. Hague Insurance offers all personal, commercial, farm, crop, and health insurance. Give Hague Insurance a call at 605-796-4471 or stop by to see their friendly staff in Woonsocket at 111 South Dumont Street. From the entire staff of Hague Insurance of Woonsocket, good luck and give it your all in the 281 Boys and Girls Tournament.
Your Legend Seeds dealer, 6B Seed and Supplies of Alpena, wishes good luck to all teams in the 281 tournament. 6B values family, community, and a commitment to service. Their partner, Legend Seeds, honors those same values. As a Legend Seeds dealer, 6B has access to all of the leading traits, genetics, and innovative biologicals in the industry. You can guarantee they have your best interest in mind. Contact 6B Seed 605-354-2699 and put their name and Legend Seeds products to work on your option.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports on KOKK.
And again, welcome back here to Woolsey Westington High School as we get set for our second game of the day. Number 4 seed, James Valley Christian. Number 5 seed, Highmore Herald, sponsors of this second game today. Our first team sports backers of the 281 Conference Basketball Tournament. Alpena Co-op, Kurtz Heating and Cooling, 6B Seed and Supply, Bauman Agency, Iverson Motors, Huron and Mitchell, the Double D Western Store and Hague Insurance Agency, sponsoring the Woolsey Westington Warbirds, Onward Woolsey Business Association, and American Family Insurance. Hitchcock Two-Layer sponsors, Stretches Well Service and Cheddar Feedlot, and James Valley Christian sponsor, Ben Meyer Auction Service. Our area sponsors include Shooters in Woolsey, Wilbur Ellis, Kent Clark Insurance, here on Community Campus, Slumberland Furniture, Burns Manufacturing in Westington, Olympic Motors, Dairy Queen in Huron, Dakota Land Feeds in Huron, Huron Regional Medical Center, Carr Chiropractic Clinic in Huron, Real Estate Connection, South Dakota Attorney General Office, Gary's Auto Glass, and Mir Family Hair Care. So those are the sponsors here as we get set with our second game of the day. And again, I'll have this one for you, and then Matt Watson will grab the headset and take you through the final two games here for this first day of the 281 Boys Basketball Tournament. A compressed week for the boys now, as they're guaranteed to be playing Monday, Tuesday, Thursday after having the postponement on Saturday due to the weather. And as I said right at the top, really the weather isn't that much better today than it was on Saturday. Perhaps not quite as much blowing snow, but still as cold as it was and still have enough wind that not great weather to be out and about, but the place is starting to fill up a little bit. We'll take a two-minute timeout, give you the starting lineups, and get set with our second game of the day. 2 minutes on Dakota Sports.
Onward Woolsey Business Association supports all activities of Woolsey Westington School. Onward Woolsey Business Association includes Sandy's Cut and Curl, Santel Communications, Agtegra of Woolsey, Shooter Saloon, Dakota Environmental, H&S Heating and Cooling, Woolsey Westington School, and the City of Woolsey. Best of luck to the Warbirds from Onward Woolsey Business Association.
American Family Insurance.
This is Crystal Volkwartzen, agent at Volkwartzen & Associates, Inc. As your American Family Insurance agent in Huron & Miller, I'm looking out for what matters to you, even when nothing's wrong. Call me today at 605-352-4943 and let's talk about your insurance needs today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Stretches Well Service Incorporated would like to wish the Hitchcock Tulare Patriots the best of luck in today's game. Stretches Well Service does jobs all over South Dakota, including installation of artesian, shallow, and geothermal wells, and pump repair, installation, and irrigation work. Stretches Well Service is your T&L irrigation dealer. Get a hold of Stretch or Jeremy and see what they can do for you. Stretches Well Service of Hitchcock says, Go Patriots!
Cheddar Feedlot of Hitchcock is now selling bred heifers, Black Angus, Red Angus, Fancy F1 Baldy, A1 to Black, and A1 to Charlet. All cattle are ultrasounded for 21-day cycles. call Tony for viewing at 605-350-0401. Cheddar Feedlot now selling bred heifers. Call them today. Again, call Tony, 605-350-0401. Go Patriots!
You're tuned to Dakota Sports on KOKK.
And we are back in Woolsey. Here's the starting lineup. First off, Highmore Herald head coach Scott McCarrick. He has a record of 3-5 with this bunch. Cotter Stevenson is a 6-foot senior. Miles McPeak, a 5'11 junior. Aiden Perrins is a 5'11 junior. Caleb Roth, a 6'4 junior. And Trey Cowan is a 6'5 senior. James Valley Christian head coach is Al Wager. They come in with a record of 2-4. Dax Franson is a 6-foot sophomore. Ethan Bartholo, a 6-foot senior, 6'4 senior. Isaac Correll, a 6'4 senior. Davis Chase is a 6'7 freshman. And Jared Wallman is a 6'5 junior. Officials for our game are backed by the South Dakota Attorney General Office, Consumer Affairs Division. Calling game number two of the three from the first game. Brad McGurr of Huron reffing this game along with Greg Stroh, and Tim Neihardt takes to the court. Tim from Huron as the third official of the crew. The officials backed by the South Dakota Attorney General Office, Consumer Affairs Division. They're the law on the court and backed by the Attorney General Office. Jumping at center, Davis Chase for James Valley Christian and Caleb Roth for Highmore Herald. The tip is controlled by Highmore Herald. Ferens will get him into the offense. Back up top, quick coming around against a zone defense to start things off for James Valley Christian. Go inside to Cowan, pulls his way in. Little jump hook for two. He is a load in there, and Trey Cowan gets the first bucket of the game. Franson up top to Wallman. James Valley Christian in the half-court set. Correll hands it off left side. Look inside. Bounce pass, pass comes on the right side. Here's the drive baseline. Open three for Wallman. Left wing, nothing but net. Jared Wallman with the answer for James Valley Christian. 3-2 lead as each team hits their first shot. Cowan, a little too far out. Long three in the corner, no good. Ferens and the rebound for Jared Wallman. And if foul going to go on Highmore Herald, foul will be on Miles McPeak. We played 1 minute here of our second game of the day. Wallman on the outside gets it cross court to Chase. Chase deep on the perimeter. Pitch it back to Bartholo. Bartholo, here's the cut right side, Correll. Correll on the left wing in the corner. Low post. Chase goes inside to Wallman. Wallman gets the easy deuce. 5-2 lead for James Valley Christian. Into the front court, Highmore Herald, Stevenson. Back up top in the corner, McPeak wants three, no good. Rebound tipped around, offensive board, Roth. He can't get the put back, and rebound for Chase. Up the floor, in traffic, and thrown away by James Valley Christian. So on the turnover, bringing back up is Highmore Herald. Right side, Stevenson comes across court to McPeak. Now Stevenson, right side, penetrates in the corner. Open three is short. Rebound by Wallman, gets it out to Franson. Franson up ahead, Correll, one-handed catch, and the scoop layup, no good, and Stevenson there with the rebound. Into the front court, down the left side, Stevenson backhanded layup, open look, no good. Cowan with the rebound, powers his way up and in. If he decides to go to hard to the hoop, he's going to be hard to stop. 5-4 lead, James Valley Christian, low post, inside. Kick out, baseline for Chase is no good. Rebound will have a jump ball. And possession will stay with James Valley Christian. inbounds up top. James Valley Christian, here's the drive. Pitch back, Correll on the baseline is Chase. Backs it out. Up top, Wallman. Wallman right side, Chase on the wing. Chase, the right side, trying to post up. Can't get it to him. Franson back up, top of the key. 5 minutes to go, first quarter, 5-4. James Valley Christian, Chase. Back door wide open is Wallman. In fact, Wallman thought somebody was behind him, and he ball faked with nobody there. 7-4 lead, but that's as wide open as you're going to get underneath the basket in a half-court set. McPeak, top of the key, dribbles into the paint, pulls up with a 10-footer, counted, he's fouled. And an old-fashioned three-point opportunity for Miles McPeak as he gets the answer for Highmore Herald. And our first sub of the game in for James Valley Christian is Huntley Steele. Also in is Gavin Waldner. Waldner, a freshman, Steele, a sophomore. Free throw for McPeak is in and out, no good, and the rebound grabbed by Steele. Franson cross court has Waldner on the right wing. Back up top, Steele. Chase at the top of the key. Again, James Valley Christian keeps that ball moving. There's a cut, can't get it to Franson. Waldner back at the top of the key. Waldner comes right side to Franson. Franson drives, goes with the scoop shot, leaned in too strong. Rebound for Highmore Herald. 7-6 lead, JVC. Low post, knocked away by Chase, tried to force it to Cowan. Up the floor, nice catch, Waldner. He'll attack and look like an extra step, but no travel anyway as he missed the shot. Rebound for Highmore Herald. Stevenson, right wing. Comes back cross court to Ferens. Stevenson back right side, just playing some catch around the perimeter. McPeak will go baseline. Tries to lead it back into Cowan, and we're going to have a foul on, ooh, tough call that goes against Huntley Steele, but he'll pick up the foul, his first team on James Valley Christian. Inbounds right underneath the Roth, kicks it back out. Stevenson for three, too strong. Battle for the rebound. Cowan catches it but lands out of bounds. Good hustle by Trey. Couldn't quite catch up to it. And the ball will belong to James Valley Christian. 3.5 minutes to go, first quarter. 7-6 lead, JVC in this 4-5 matchup. Franson in the front court being checked out there by Ferens. More to the right side, Steele. Waldner at the top of the key. Waldner looking inside. Has to back it out. Right side on the baseline. Chase, here's the drive, Franson. All alone there, but he couldn't get it to him. Chase was open, but he tried the bounce pass instead of lobbing it, and is picked out of there by Stevenson. Stevenson forces the turnover. Highmore Herald looking for an early lead. In the corner, Stevenson goes baseline, floater from 10, no good. Out of bounds and will be James Valley Christian ball. Well defended that time by Wallman, made Stevenson change his shot. Into the game for the first time for Highmore Herald is Ader Ortega, a 6-foot junior. At 2:50 to go here in the first quarter, still 7-6, neither team has scored for a couple of trips now. Wallman on the right wing, bounce pass, Steele on the left side. Steele looking inside, back out to Correll. Correll, left side, here's the post down low, inside, reverse layup for Wallman. Wallman has all 9 points for James Valley Christian. He's had a three, but all the other have been good ball movement to give him an easy look. There was another one, 9-6. Cross court pass, Stevenson wants three, left elbow, in and out. Rebound Chase, outlets to Correll. He's going to have to slow it up. Cross court, Waldner. Waldner will go baseline, cut off by the double team. Lobs in the middle, Davis. Davis will go in on Cowan. Blocked big time by Cowan as Davis went flying. Cowan had a little force behind that one. Good, clean block, though, by Cowan. And the ball will be inbounded by James Valley Christian. in the corner. Chase gets it up top. Wallman. Now Waldner at the key. Waldner waits for some movement. Now he'll drive into the paint. Cut off by Cowan. The ball deflected out of bounds by Ferens. Will still be Highmore Herald ball. Inbounds for Highmore Herald in the corner. Waldner. Correll has it at the left side. In the corner, there's the open three for Steele. It's an air ball. Rebound Cowan. He's going to be fouled by Waldner. Gavin Waldner picks up his first. First foul on... We'll see who that foul is on. They have it on number three. Oh, it's on Waldner. Okay. Jumper good from the free throw line. Roth gets his first bucket of the game. Quickly down the floor comes Correll, and he traveled with it. Well, good position defensively by Ortega. James Valley Christian tried to rush it. Franson back into the game for James Valley Christian, as is Ethan Bartholow. 9-8 lead for JVC with a minute 20 to go in the first quarter. Stevenson in the corner. James Valley stays in that zone offense. There's the shot blocked. Trying to drive in, but it was blocked by Bartholow down the floor. Scoop shot no good for Bartholow. And back comes Highmore Herald. In the corner left side, they work it up top. Open three is short. Stevenson hasn't been able to connect. Dan Wallman with the rebound. Still 9-8. Wallman goes baseline to Bartholow. Now Correll has it on the left wing. Franson in the corner. Franson lobs it back up top to Bartholow. Inside, low post. Rebound underneath for Wallman. He'll bring it back out. Now the ball lost, and who's got control of it? It is James Valley Christian, but now it is stolen. Trey Collins, some good sticky defense there, and finally forced the turnover. Shot clock is off, 16 seconds to go in the first quarter. Highmore Herald going to hold it for one, looking for a lead. Stevenson will go right, still into the paint, lost the ball, picked up by Cowan, makes the shot, but they're going to wave off the shot and call a foul ahead of the play on James Valley Christian, actually away from the ball. The foul's on Bartholow, that's his first, and 4.7 seconds for Highmore Herald to work with. Quickly back into the game is Davis Chase for James Valley Christian. Cowan, right side. Stevenson for three, no good. And shot at the buzzer, no good. And after one, it's 9-8, James Valley Christian. We'll take a timeout of 1 minute, then back here to Woolsey on Dakota Sports.
Hey, all right, sir. What do you want to get for them? 25, 50, 50, down, 75, 75, down.
Meyer Auction Service, LLC, is a full-service auction company, family-owned and operated right here in the Huron area. We have our finger on the pulse of the local markets with the ability to reach a worldwide audience. Meyer Auction specializes in farmland, real estate, and online auctions. If you are looking to buy or sell land or want to check out our upcoming auctions, go to BenMeyerAuctions.com.
Hi, I am Tyson Lean. As a college wrestler, I pushed my body to the limit every day. But after a few injuries, I started to feel like I wasn't performing at my best. That's when I turned to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustments, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Carr Chiropractic a try.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports on KOKK.
Once again, we are back here in Woolsey, ready to start the second quarter. It'll be Highmore Herald ball first as we begin play in the second quarter. Stevenson on the baseline. And the shot up and good. Stevenson with the three. He struggled in the first quarter, but hits one right away here to start the second quarter. And a two-point lead Long shot, no good for James Valley Christian. Short on the shot was Bartholo. And back comes Highmore Herald. Now a two-point lead for Highmore Herald. Works the perimeter in the corner. Here's the drive baseline. Feed into Cowan. No, put it up too strong. Rebound for Wallman underneath. That's when you want your big man to get. Down low, inside, low post, Davis underneath the basket, lost it on the way up, kind of lost his balance. And picked out of there is Highmore Herald, and there's a double dribble as Ferens let the ball get away from him. And the ball turns right back over to James Valley Christian. 11-9, James Valley Christian trailing Highmore Herald up as they hit the first bucket of the second quarter. Franson will get JVC into the offense. Neither team shooting the ball that well. Presumably, nobody has practiced for a couple of days. Low post go inside through the double team. No good. Davis with the rebound. He can't get it to go. So off the miss by Bartholo, Davis Chase will get the first free throws of the afternoon for James Valley Christian. 11-9, Highmore Herald leading. And two shots for the 6'7 freshman, Davis Chase. First free throw is back of the iron, no good. The foul was on Caleb Roth, his first team of the second quarter. Into the game for the first time for Highmore Herald is Brooks McPeak, a 5'6 eighth grader. 5'6 looks generous. Waldner back into the game for James Valley Christian. Second shot is short as well. Offensive rebound, Wallman with the putback. Wallman with the putback. And we're tied at 11, early second quarter. Drive on the baseline. Stevenson pulls up, no good. Not sure if that was a pass or a shot. And James Valley Christian, a chance to regain the lead. Low post, inside to Chase. Blocked by Cowan. Chase comes down with it, missed again. Working hard, but nothing to show for it. Good defense by the big fella, Drake Cowan. Stevenson, top of the key, left side McPeak. Highmore Herald kind of spreads it, resets the offense. Nearing 6 minutes to go, Waldner with the steal, stepped in front of McPeak, and a foul going to go on Brooks. Not a great pass back to Brooks, and Waldner pounced on it, got the steal, and the foul on Brooks McPeak is his first. Second team on Highmore Herald. James Valley Christian will inbound. Franson has it at the top of the key. Dribbles off to the right. Up to the high post. Correll. Waldner gets a screen. Puts up the short jumper. No good. Stevenson will gather in the rebound. Stevenson in the front court being shadowed by Waldner. Cross court right side Ferens. Up top, McPeak, the younger McPeak. Ferens on the right wing. Stevenson comes up, top of the key, backs it out. Ferens on the right wing, trying to get a double high post there. Ferens, here's Cowan, low post, double team. Stolen away, Wallman just picked his pocket. Wallman down the floor through traffic, gets tripped and fouled. I don't think this will be active shooting. Foul is on Ferens. That'll be his first. Third team now on Highmore Herald. None on James Valley Christian here in the second quarter. Inbounds Wallman up top. Davis Chase. Wallman back left side. He wants to go baseline right by Roth for the layup. 13 I have for Wallman. 13-11 the lead for James Valley Christian. At the top of the key, Ferens back up top, McPeak. McPeak looks right. As Stevenson cut to Cowan, knocked away but picked up and going to be roll away and go to Waldner. Bounce pass, Wallman missed the layup. Waldner sneaks in, gets the rebound. Franson wants to drive, pulls up with a 15-footer, no good. Rebound underneath and Roth going to come out with the loose ball. Couple of chances there again, did not go. Long pass in the corner. McPeak holds it back. Stevenson on the left side. 4.5 minutes to go here in the first half. 13-11 JVC. Stevenson goes baseline, wraparound pass in the corner. Three for Ferens off the mark, and Waldner has the rebound. Down the floor, Wallman takes it in for the layup, threw over everybody and got it all the way down for the layup. 15-11, 6-0 run by James Valley Christian. They lead by four, 4 minutes to go in the first half. Right side, high post, Cowan. Cowan will take the free throw line jumper, got it. Drake Cowan with his third bucket of the first half. He's got six. 15-13, James Valley Christian. McPhee trying to strip the ball from Waldner. Waldner gets control, backs it out, resets. Branson on the left wing. Screen set by Chase, top of the key. Chase back on the baseline, takes the 15-footer in and out. Long rebound, and Roth there to grab it for Highmore Herald. Stevenson spins. Baseline floats up, no good, but he'll get to the free throw line. Two shots for Carter Stevenson, has 3 points in the game. He'll shoot two here. Foul is on Gavin Waldner, his second, first team of the quarter on JVC. Free throw is good for Stevenson. He's got four. Miles McPeak back in for Highmore Herald. And Ethan Bartholow is back in for James Valley Christian. Second free throw is good. Hit them both. Now we have a sub in for Highmore Herald as Ader Ortega back in for the Pirates. Tied at 15, 3:22 to go in the first half. Tight ball game so far, as you would expect, with the 4 and 5 seeded teams. Wallman backs his way into the paint, has to kick back out to Correll. Correll lobs it in, deflected, and we're going to have a foul on Highmore Herald. Nearly disrupted. They tried the pick and roll between Correll and Bartholow, and James Valley is very fortunate that wasn't turned over. But it is a foul on Carter Stevenson. That's his first. Next foul puts James Valley in the bonus. Down low, wide open, Wallman wide open for the layup again. He's been the one-man wrecking crew, but he's had a lot of wide open looks being set up by his teammates. I have him for 17 points. I'm not 100% on my scorebook keeping here, but that's what I think. Cowan, low post, jump hook for two. Cowan working hard underneath. He has eight. We're tied at 17. Chase comes back left side, Correll. Correll, a couple of dribbles, gets a screen from Bartholow. Nothing there, back out Franson. Franson looking inside to Chase. Right side, Wallman. Wallman goes into the paint, pulls a 10-footer, got it again. Big first half for Jared Wallman, 19-17. James Valley Christian back up by two. McPeak gets a screen, goes inside through the legs of Cowan. Who's going to pick it up? Ortega does. Cowan underneath, takes it to the hoop for two. And a chance for the old-fashioned three-point play for Trey Cowan. He's in double figures with 10. 2:07 to go in the first half, tied at 19. And one shot coming up for Trey Cowan. Free throw is short, rebound by Chase. The foul on James Valley Christian was Davis Chase, his first. Baseline, the jumper Bartholow no good, and Cowan steps in for the rebound. Pirates will slow it up. Highmore Herald a chance to take the lead here inside of 2 minutes to go in the first half. Ortega on the right wing. They lay off him. Stevenson, free throw line jumper is short. Offensive rebound, Cowan up and can't get it to go, but again he'll go to the free throw line for two. Cowan will shoot two. He's 0 for 1 from the free throw line. Minute 40 to go in the first half. Tied at 19. Cowan's first free throw is good. He's got 11 to lead Highmore Herald in scoring. And Highmore Herald leads 20 to 19. Second free throw is good. Cowan hits them both. And we have a timeout on the floor. Minute 40 to go in the first half, 21-19. Highmore Herald We'll take a timeout, 1 minute on Dakota Sports.
When is the right home truly the right home? This is Reg Kleinsasser with the Real Estate Connection. First, can you afford it? Beyond the purchase price, you need to consider utility costs, maintenance costs, and property taxes. All of these factors add to the actual cost of a new home. Does the home meet your needs? Buying a large house when your kids are heading off to college in a few years or paying for a view of the lake when you are hardly home probably doesn't make sense. At the Real Estate Connection, we are dedicated to helping you find a home that meets your needs without breaking your budget. We're ready to help you find the right home today. Give us a call, 352-1300, or visit our website, realestatehuron.com.
Stop into Shooter's Saloon in Wolsey today for some good food, good drinks, and great time. Shooter's has new hours. They're open Monday through Friday, 3 to close, with the kitchen open 4 to 10. Shooter's is now open Saturdays, noon to close, with a lunch special and appetizers available noon to 4. Be sure to follow their Facebook page to find the weekly special and any drink specials they may be having. You can still get all their normal menu items, like their delicious ribeye dinner, and of course, Shooter's famous homemade pizzas, 4 to 10 p.m., Monday through Saturday. Make your next stop at Shooter's Saloon in Wolsey.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports.
Jeff Duffy here, back in Wolsey Westington School. 21-19, James Valley Christian leads late in the first half, or excuse me, Highmore Herald leads late in the first half. Franson in the front court gets a screen into the, gets it set up. Wallman has it off the right side. Wallman looking inside to Chase. Wallman will drive now, fake, kick out to Franson on the left wing. Franson, pull-up jumper just inside the free throw line, no good. McPeak has the rebound. Highmore Herald into the front court. Stevenson can't use the screen, flips it right side, Ferens. Ferens' free throw line jumper is no good. Cowan had the rebound, a foul going to go on Chase. Cowan had Chase blocked out underneath, and he tried to reach over, and that should put Cowan to the free throw line for two. I think we're in the bonus. Or is that just the... Nope, that's just the fourth team foul, excuse me, on James Valley Christian. And inbounds for Highmore Herald. McPeak gives to Cowan, free throw line, backs his way in, double team, jump hook over it, no good, and Franson able to get the rebound. Franson pitches up ahead to Bartholow. Now Correll has it on the left wing. Correll, baseline Wallman, and the ball knocked away by Ortega. Highmore Herald thought it was last touch by Wallman. Couldn't tell from here. New guy in for James Valley Christian, Jackson Peckett, senior, on the floor for James Valley Christian. Inbounds, left side Bartholow. Reverse it right side, Wallman fakes, trying to get away from Ortega. Open shot on the left baseline is no good for Peck. Rebound underneath, Highmore Herald. 36 seconds to go in the first half. Highmore Herald up two with the ball. On the left side, Stevenson gets away from some pressure. Ortega, cross court, Farron. About 5 seconds difference, game clock, shot clock here for Highmore Herald. Stevenson on the left side, comes back right. Franson stays with him. Farron's left side, 8 seconds on the shot clock. Cowan gives back to Stevenson, right side. Stevenson, baseline, got to do something here. 1 second, they do get the shot off, no good. Long rebound out to Stevenson, and now they blow a whistle. They look to me like they got the three off. Maybe they did not. And who's going to have the ball here? 1.9 seconds to go, and they say McPeak did get it off again. I noticed this on Friday, noticing today, The horn for the the shot clock here in Wolsey Westington is not very loud. Stevenson will shoot at the buzzer. Almost got the bank to go. But at the half, it's Highmore Herald 21, James Valley Christian 19. We'll take a timeout of 2 minutes. Come back with our halftime on Dakota Sports.
Wilbur Ellis is a leading provider of innovative solutions in plant protection, plant nutrition, and field technology. They offer premier products and one-on-one relationships with local field experts to help their customers grow. Wilbur Ellis is committed to bringing you and your operation new and innovative ideas. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis specialist today to find out how to maximize your return on investment. Wilbur Ellis wishes all area high school athletes the best of luck this season.
Action news on the scene. Once again, a craft of some sort has crash-landed. I can see movement coming from the craft. Is it the sun? It is. It's confirmed and emerging now exactly what we thought. It is the sun. Ty Clark has just emerged from the craft. He's the son of Kent Clark. And yes, they're teaming up like Superman and Boy Wonder. Father and son finally together. Kent Clark Insurance, Wessington. Equal opportunity provider, 458-2281. For your crop insurance needs.
You may have heard us say when you're shopping online, check things out before checkout. One in four people who reported losing money to fraud since 2021 said it started on social media. If you follow your favorite businesses on social media to get updates about upcoming events and promotions, you're not the only one. Scammers are watching too, and they may hijack legit businesses' giveaways and promotions to try to get your personal and financial information. Contact the South Dakota Attorney General's Office of Consumer Protection at 800-300-1986.
Brushing up? Bettering yourself? Or pursuing a degree? Huron Community Campus offers in-person classes at just $40 per credit hour plus fees. HCC offers courses through Northern State University, offering quality education at an exceptional value. To learn more, call Huron Community Campus at 605-353-8518. That's 605-353-8518.
This is Dakota Sports, committed to excellence in sports broadcasting. It's halftime.
Halftime in Wolsey, James Valley Christian, Highmore Herald in the first round of the boys 281 conference basketball tournament. And Highmore Herald a 21-19 lead. Let's do a Mirror Family Hair Care scoreboard update. Mirror Family Hair Care located in downtown Huron. For an appointment, call Lori at 605-883-HAIR or call or text Kylie 605-553-1628. That's Mirror Family Hair Care, downtown Huron. First game of today, Wessington Springs, the top seed, took care of business, flexed that top-seeded muscle as they defeated Sunshine Bible, 71-19, three in double figures for Wessington Springs. Parker Graff, 15 points, 10 points apiece. Colby Flowers and Ryder Mahalik, and 11 of the 12 players on the roster scored for Wessington Springs. 15 points, Trey Taman to lead Sunshine Bible. And that was our first game today. Coming up after this game will be number 2 seed Wolsey Wessington, number 7 seed Iroquois Lake Preston. Final first-round game for today, then number 3 seed Sanborn Central Woonsocket and number 6 seed Hitchcock Tulare. The all 8 teams today will turn around and play again tomorrow. Consolation bracket at James Valley Christian, semifinals back here in Wolsey. As a reminder, we will have all 4 semifinals on the air beginning at 3:30 tomorrow afternoon here on KOKK. That's your Mirrors Family Hair Care scoreboard update. The Mirror accepts walk-ins, so give them a call today, 605-883-HAIR, Mirror Family Hair Care, downtown Huron. We'll run down the stats coming up after this 2-minute timeout on Dakota Sports.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
It seems like nothing's built to last these days. Well, here's one that's built to last a long time. Portable creep feeders from Vern's Manufacturing in Wessington. These creep feeders are built with convenience and durability in mind. Feed flow is easily adjustable with an agitation bar to prevent bridging and snug-fitting lids. Portable creep feeders from Vern's Manufacturing are made locally in Wessington, South Dakota. Put a portable creep feeder from Vern's Manufacturing of Wessington into your farming operation.
Ho, 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 lot of savings.
At Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron, check out all the year-end savings. Business owners take advantage of huge tax deductions. Lease Buick Encores for only $395 per month. Chevy 1500 Crew Cab, save $5,881. GMC 1500 Crew Cab Denali, now just $75,513, plus 6.9% financing for 72 months.
The 2023's all gotta go.
At the new Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron. New name, same great service. OlympicGMC.com.
Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Dairy Queen's ice cream, of course. Get your favorite cool treats at Dairy Queen of Huron. Get a chocolate dipped cone, a dilly bar, hot fudge sundae, or their famous DQ blizzards. And for parties, anniversaries, or any occasion, order a DQ cake or a DQ blizzard cake. Dairy Queen of Huron is open every day of the week. Drive up, carry out, or dine in. Dairy Queen of Huron, hot eats and cool treats.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports on KOKK.
And we are back in Wolsey. Here's the rundown of the scoring with Highmore Herald, a 21-19 lead for Highmore Herald. 12 points for Trey Cowan. 5 points, Carter Stevenson. 2 points apiece, Miles McPeak and Caleb Roth. James Valley Christian, I'm kind of doubting myself. There was a three-point shot that James Valley Christian hit right away, and I couldn't see a look at the number. I thought it was Jared Wallman, and if that is correct, Wallman has all 19 of James Valley Christian's points, and he's only missed one shot in the first half. But again, I got that three-point shot on the score sheet for Jared, but I'm starting to talk myself out of order if it was somebody else. But that was the only three made by James Valley Christian. In fact, each team has just made 1-3 here in the game so far. Both teams shooting a similar percentage. James Valley Christian 9-27, 33%. Highmore Herald 8-25, 32%. James Valley Christian was 0-2 on free throws. Highmore Herald was 4-6. And that is the halftime stats here with James Valley Christian leading, or a Highmore Herald leading James Valley Christian 21-19. We'll take a 2-minute timeout. We'll be back with the second half here from Woolsey on Dakota Sports.
Do you know what your cattle are eating? Are they growing like you expect? At Dakota Land Feeds, their experienced feed consultants can help you be sure your cattle are getting everything they need to perform and what will help you increase your bottom line. Let Dakota Land Feeds help formulate the right ration to fit the needs of your cattle, whether you have growing calves, feedlot cattle, yearlings, or beef cows. Dakota Land Feeds has feed consultants across the territory to help serve you. See your local Dakota Land Feeds dealer today.
The HRMC Physicians Clinic proudly welcomes the newest addition to their team, General Surgeon Dr. Terry Larson. Dr. Larson brings a wealth of experience and expertise in general surgery, along with a passion for providing exceptional care to his patients before, during, and after surgery. Whether you're in need of a simple procedure or a complex surgery, Dr. Larson is here to guide you every step of the way. Visit HRMCPhysiciansClinic.org to schedule an appointment today. HRMC Physicians Clinic, the right care is right here. Welcome, Dr. Larson.
Alpena Co-op Service would like to wish everyone the best of luck in the Treaty 1 basketball tournament. Alpena Co-op Service knows what it means to work as a team. Whether it's at work or on a basketball team, the secrets to success are communication, hard work, dedication, and working together. That equals success. Stop by or call Alpena Co-op Service at 849-3341. And good luck, play hard, and give it your all. Alpena Co-op Service.
Iverson Auto and Mitchell in Huron is the ultimate destination to get you on the road and to keep you on the road. Discover a fantastic selection of new Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Ford vehicles, plus an array of quality pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to get you on the road. And to keep you on the road, Iverson's dedicated service department has certified technicians that ensure your vehicle receives top-notch maintenance and repairs for a smooth drive every time. For the trusted team that's there to get you on the road and keep you on the road, choose Iverson Auto and Mitchell in Huron.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports on KOKK.
Ready to go with our second half here from Woolsey. Again, I'm Jeff Duffy. Glad to be along with you as we continue our coverage of the 281 Conference basketball tournaments. By the end of the night on Thursday, we will have had 20 of the 24 games on the air. The only four we'll miss will be that consolation round at James Valley Christian School tomorrow afternoon. Everything else on the air here, mainly on KOKK. As a reminder, on Thursday, the first four games, seventh and fifth place games, will be on Tiger 95. We start the second half. James Valley Christian down two with the ball. Franson will bring the ball up. Wallman comes up to the high post at the top of the key. Bounce pass, Correll. Correll on the wing. Back outside, Franson. Thought about the three. Drives the paint. Forced up a shot, partially blocked. Offensive rebound, Wallman misses as well. Gets his own rebound again. Can't get the shot off. Franson has to back it back out. Here it goes down low inside Bartholo. Little jump hook for two. Bartholo with the bucket. And we're tied at 21 on the first possession of the second half. Stevenson being chased by Franson. Gets it across the timeline. Left side Roth. Roth on the wing. Popping up top, McPeak goes right side to Ferens. Left side, Stevenson. Stevenson, just a lot of passing around the perimeter. McPeak in the corner, lob down low. Nice pass, Collin. Easy, deuce. Nice lob that time from McPeak to set up Collin. 23-21. Highmore Herald almost slapped away. Wallman gets control. Wallman drives, pulls up over Roth. It's short. Gets his own rebound back out. Correll wants three. It's short. Long rebound, and Bartholo will grab it. Another offensive rebound and another chance. Nice save by Franson catching that ball near the sideline. Comes back off left side, Correll. Up top, three ball for Chase. No good. Rebound deflected out of bounds and will stay with James Valley Christian. Now, there's where I'm not sure if it was Chase or Wallman that made that first three of the game. I gave it to Wallman. I'm starting to talk myself in. It might have been Chase. Inbounds, Franson, 18-footer, left elbow, no good. Rebound on the weak side for Roth. Highmore Herald up two with the ball. 6:14 to go here in the third quarter. Been tight all the way. McPeak reverses right side, Ferens. Ferens stops. McPeak back at the key. McPeak backs his way in as Stevenson off to the right side. Pull up, 15-footer, no good. Tipped out, and Cowan, offensive rebound. Stevenson, another try, this one for three, no good. And Wallman up high with the rebound. Franson, cross court, cutting to the hoop. Bartholo caught contact, and an offensive foul going to go on Bartholo. McPeak held his ground in the lane, and the foul will be called on Ethan Bartholo. That's his second. First foul on either team here in the second half. Ferens works the ball up across the timeline. Franson on him. Back up top, Stevenson. Now Franson again. They have two to three guys on Cowan at that low post. Open three. Ferens knocks it down. Aiden Ferens, his first bucket of the game. Biggest lead either team, 26-21. Highmore Herald, 5:20 to go in the third quarter. Franson goes to the baseline, forced up a shot, and a lucky call there. He really had no place to go and just forced up a shot, but a foul is called on Highmore Herald. This one will be on Miles McPeak. That'll be his second, and in the act of shooting, puts Dax Franson on the line to shoot two. 5:14 to go, third quarter, 26-21. Highmore Herald with the lead. First free throw is good for Franson, and that's his first point of the game. Huntley Steele back in for James Valley Christian, along with Gavin Waldner. And one more shot for Dax Franson. And that one rolls in for him. 26-23, the lead is three. Now we have a whistle as Imar Harrell going to check in with Brooks McPeak replacing Miles McPeak. Some pressure in the backcourt by James Valley Christian. Brooks McPeak gets it into the front court. Now gives way to Stevenson. Left side, Ferentz. Baseline underneath Roth. Shovel it out. Three for McPeak is short. Correll able to grab the rebound underneath. Into the front court. Slow it up to Steele. Cross court, Franson. In the middle, Correll wants three. Left wing, no good. Long rebound. Waldner will scramble and get it in the corner. Waldner, baseline, drives, lost the dribble. Now tries to cook it back out, deflected right back to him. Drive into the paint. Steele puts up a 10-footer. Count it. He's fouled off balance. Got caught as he went up for the shot. Huntley Steele with a chance for the old-fashioned three-point play, and just like that, James Valley Christian a chance to tie it here with 4:35 to go in the third quarter. Ortega back into the game for Highmore Herald. The foul on Caleb Roth was his second team on Highmore Herald. Free throw in and out, no good, and Cowan tips the rebound to himself. One-point game, Highmore Herald leading with the ball, third quarter. Drive on the baseline, Ortega, reverse layup, great drive, but could not finish the shot. Rebound, Wallman down the floor, Correll, coast to coast for the layup. Correll took the outlet, and he just dribbled. Nobody ever got in front of him, and he goes coast to coast for his first bucket. And now James Valley Christian, 6-0 run to lead, 27-26. As we hit 4 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Three for Stevenson, no good. He has not been able to dial it in. Waldner with the rebound, but slapped away by McPeak. Imar Harold will get another chance. 3 o'clock, KOKK, Huron. Stevenson, they reverse it. Left side, McPeak. Ferentz at the top of the key. Stevenson, right side. Just working the perimeter. Ferentz leaves it back for McPeak. Stevenson pops back, top of the key. Cowan sets the screen. Cowan rolls against Davis. Little off-balance shot. No good. Rebound Davis. Davis chase underneath. Baseline. Franson does the Euro step. Missed it. Rebound Stevenson. Stevenson on the drive. Gets fouled attacking the basket, and he'll get two. Cutter Stevenson has had a tough afternoon shooting the ball. He does have 5 points. He'll get a pair of free throws here. The foul on Franson is his first. Shot is good for Carter Stevenson. That gives him a half dozen. And we're tied at 27. Free throw pending for Stevenson. Second shot is good. 7 for Stevenson, 28-27, the lead 1 for Highmore Herald. Lob into Correll, low post, shoots over Roth, it's short, and Roth, a nice block out, or Stevenson, excuse me, nice block out for the rebound. Stevenson into the front court, drives the lane, I'm not sure if he was passing or shooting, but I think they're going to put him to the free throw line after that. I thought he was trying, well, looked like he was trying to dump it off to Cowan, I thought, but he was up in the air, and they will give him free throws. Two shots for Carter Stevenson, 2 for 2 from the free throw line. First one is good. Or excuse me, 2 for 2 in this third quarter, now 5 for 5 for the game. As Highmore Herald back up 2, 29-27, Bartholo and Wallman back in for James Valley Christian, and Miles McPeak back in for Highmore Herald. One more shot now for Carter Stevenson. Highmore Herald got them both. 4 for 4 from the free throw line here in the third quarter. 9 points, 30-27, Highmore Herald. Wallman wants three. Left wing, got it. Wallman's first bucket of the second half. He's got 22. We're tied at 30 with 2:37 to go. in the third quarter. Stevenson, free throw line, goes into the lane to the hoop, hard, partially blocked, missed it, rebound Wallman. Correll on the floor in transition, takes it in himself, lay-in no good, rebound Bartholow, and he's going to be fouled after the rebound. I think it's on Miles McPeak, and he doesn't look very happy about it. Miles McPeak picks up, well, I got his second, I have him for three. Waldner up top, Bartholow, Franson pulls up on the baseline, 17-footer is short, and Farron's there with the rebound. Highmore Herald, James Valley Christian tied at 30, Farron's drives, Franson stays in front of him. McPeak, right wing, back up top, Farron's, 18-footer, top of the key, no good, ball slapped out, and should be Jay's. Wow. It was slapped out by Bartholow. It looked like nobody else touched it, but James Valley Christian is going to get the ball. I think that's a break for the Vikings. Waldner into the front court. Gets it set up, trying to find Wallman, and now the ball stolen away by Ortega. Ortega stripped the ball by Waldner. He was trying to get it. The pass over on the right wing. Blocking call going to go against Waldner. That'll be his third and team foul number four on Highmore Herald. On James Valley Christian, Highmore Herald will inbound it. Next one would put him in the bonus. Cowan right back in the corner. Stevenson gets a screen. Stevenson right wing up top. Urens now back. Stevenson lob to Cowan. A little too high, but last touch by Correll, trying to help out. And out of bounds play, Highmore Herald from the baseline with 90 seconds to go, third quarter. Cowan has it up top, right side Stevenson gets the screen. Stevenson to the free throw line, backs away in back door. Nice pass to Cowan. That was a pretty pass by Stevenson to set up Cowan. Cowan was 16. The lead to Highmore Herald. Here comes James Valley Christian. 3-4 Franson, no good. Rebound, and Stevenson took it away from Correll. Into the front court, Ortega drives, lost the ball, going to roll to the corner, and I believe we'll stay with Highmore Herald. 58 seconds to go, third quarter, 32-30 in favor of Highmore Herald. Into the game for James Valley Christian, Javen Van Sherrill, a 6'1 sophomore, his first appearance in the game. Inbounds for Highmore Herald. Stevenson, right back in the corner, Jurens. Reverse to left side, Ortega. Ortega into the paint, kick back Stevenson. Long three, no good. Rebound, good block out Bartholow, but the ball deflected right back to Highmore Herald. Cowan off balance, can't get it to go. Rebound, James Valley Christian, and oh, a big collision. Cross-court pass, Stevenson ran into Wallman. Stevenson went flying. Tough luck for Stevenson as he picks up the foul as well. That'll be that team foul number four, I believe it is, on Highmore Herald. Both teams will have the bonus. Any more fouls here, 37 seconds to go in the third quarter. Highmore Herald up 32-30. Inbounds comes up, top of the key. Three, Van Sherrill, no good. Rebound, battling Bartholow, comes up with it. Powers his way up and is fouled by Stevenson. Two free throws coming up for Ethan Bartholow. One bucket in the game. This will be his first trip to the free throw line. 30 seconds to go, third quarter. Highmore Herald up 32-30. The foul on Stevenson is his third. And at the free throw line is Bartholow. The lefty, first free throw, back of the rim, no good. To try to salvage one here. Shot clock is off. Second free throw is in and out, no good. Cowan board gets it out to Farron's, and Farron's will bring the ball up. Now McPeak left side. Now Farron, see if Highmore Herald can hold it for one shot. We're inside of 20 seconds. to go third quarter. Right now, Stevenson able to hold the ball there near the timeline. Now Ferentz comes out, hands it off to Stevenson. 8.7 seconds to go. Ball deflected out of bounds by Waldner as James Valley Christian popped in. A nice double team there. Fortune, it was just deflected out of bounds. 7.9 to go, third quarter. Still a chance here for Highmore Herald. Ferentz looking to inbound. Got to get rid of it, and we have a whistle and 5-second count on Highmore Herald. James Valley Christian plays defense and gets the ball off the turnover. Still 7.9 seconds to go. Now we have a timeout with 7.9 to go. 32-30 Highmore Herald. Timeout 30 seconds on Dakota Sports.
Bauman Agency presents the 2024 Crop Market Outlook and Crop Insurance Update. Come and hear featured speaker Brooks York teaching grain marketer insights combined with crop insurance and innovative grain marketing strategies. Join us at 6 p.m. Tuesday, February 6th at the Huron Event Center. You'll also get the latest crop insurance updates and learn how they may affect your operation. Come for supper and stay to learn on Tuesday, February 6th at 6 p.m. Bauman Agency, crop insurance from your side of the fence. RSVP 605-353-1112. Bauman Agency is an equal opportunity provider.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports.
7.9 seconds to go. First time out of the game for James Valley Christian. Vikings has 7.9 seconds to work with. Inbounds comes to Bartholo. Hand off to Wallman. Baseline. Scoop shot no good, but a foul on Highmore Herald. So just a give and go, trying to get Wallman going. And he'll go to the line for two with 4.9 seconds to go. Fouls on Cowan. Drake picks up his first. But two shots here and a chance to tie it for Jared Wallman. I have him for 22 points. First free throw is no good. James Valley Christian struggling from the free throw line. They are 2 of 6 here in the third quarter. One free throw pending. Now for Wallman. Second shot is good. 1 out of 2 for Wallman. Inbounds to Stevenson. 4.3 seconds to go. Crosses the timeline. Shot up at the buzzer. No good. And after three, it's 32-31. Highmore Herald. Timeout 1 minute. Back with the fourth on Dakota Sports.
We all have hobbies. Some of us like to golf, some like to paint, and a lot of us love to shop. Stop by Double D Western and improve on your new hobby, shopping. And shop for the latest in men's and women's fashion. Plus shop for beautiful men's and women's jewelry. Double D Western is located at South Town Square at 821st Street Southwest in Huron. Double D Western is open every day of the week, so that improves your shopping hobby even more. Stay in style with Double D Western in Huron, located on 821st Street Southwest in Huron.
When you live in South Dakota, you have to deal with the weather. It's cold one day, warm the next. It's a part of life that your central air unit or furnace just may cause you some problems. Call Kurtz Heating and Cooling in Huron, 352-5316. Kurtz Heating and Cooling can inspect your home or office climate systems. So when you make an appointment, the staff at Kurtz Heating and Cooling can take every precaution to make sure you and your family and your employees are safe. Kurtz Heating and Cooling in Huron.
Your headquarters for sports is Dakota Sports on KOKK.
Tight one here in Woolsey for game two of the day. Westington Springs awaiting to see who their opponent will be for the semifinal tomorrow back here in Woolsey. Anybody's ball game. Highmore Herald up over James Valley Christian, 32-31, starting the fourth quarter. Brooks McPeak back in for Highmore Herald. Top of the key, Ferentz. Ferentz free throw line, left side. McPeak wants three. Miles, no good. Rebound by Franson. Quick release up the floor, Bartholo. Bartholo finds left side Correll. Correll in the corner, Chase with the ball. Drive Waldner, goes in, low post Correll. Step back three for Chase is good. Davis Chase with the bucket. And a two-point lead for James Valley Christian at 34-32 to start the fourth quarter. Both teams have four timeouts left. We're going to see a lot of those. Ferentz gets the tip ball, but then trying to get it out to McPeak, throws it away. And the ball turns over to James Valley Christian. James Valley after hitting that three to start the fourth quarter. They got a chance to get some momentum here in the fourth. They have the ball in a two-point lead. Waldner drives, kick out. Another three for Chase. That one doesn't go. Miles McPeak with the rebound. Imore Harold down two with the ball. Stevenson gets a screen from Cowan. Roll. A little late. They do get it to Cowan. Powers his way up for two. Cowan is a load. He's got 18. We're tied at 34. Waldner baseline. Kind of pushed up. Back door played. Knocked away by Stevenson. Will stay with James Valley Christian. Waldner maybe got away with one there. It looked like he kind of did a forearm shove to Brooks McPeak. James Valley Christian trying to break this 34-all tie. They'll inbound it on the baseline to my left. Lob comes all the way up top to Chase. Hands it off to Waldner. Waldner, top of the key. Low post inside Bartholo. Up, no good. Correll, offensive rebound, no good. Chase, third try, no good, but he is fouled. And that's one area where Highmore Herald has struggled. They have not rebounded the well, and James Valley Christian's had a lot of second-chance opportunities. Chase will go to the line for two. The foul on Cowan is his second. First free throw is good for Chase. He has 4 points all here in the fourth quarter. James Valley Christian up 35-34. Roth is back in for Highmore Herald. Chase's second free throw good. Got them both. Just a ninth grader, 6'7". 36-34, James Valley Christian up to Roth into the front court. Highmore Herald, Brooks McPeak off the dribble, starts the drive, stops. Back up top, swing it left side, Stevenson. Stevenson pulls up, 15-footer is short. Long rebound, Waldner has it. Weaves through traffic into the front court. Looks to get the offense set up. Left side, Bartholo will back it out. Correll, top of the key. Now Franson pops out to the reset. Bartholo on the left wing, cross-court Chase. Feeds in the corner, low post, Correll. Correll puts up with the left hand for two. Went with his offhand. Correll, his second bucket. The lead, 38-34. James Valley Christian, their biggest lead of the second half, biggest lead in a while. They're up four with 5.5 minutes to go in the game. Roth on the baseline. Highmore Herald could use a bucket here. McPeak, left side Stevenson, baseline Roth. Tried to shovel it in to Cowan, and he just basically handed it right to Bartholo. Steal by James Valley Christian. Franson, open 14-footer is short. Cowan up high and gets the rebound. Stevenson coming up the left side of the floor. Imore Harold down four, could use a bucket. Double high post, Roth right back to Stevenson. Screen from Cowan. Stevenson will drive, knocked away by Franson, will stay with Imore Harold. Wallman back into the game for JVC as Bartholo comes out, and Steele back in for the Vikings as well as Correll comes off. 4:57 to go in the game, a tight one here, 38-34. James Valley Christian leading. Bringing it out front, Stevenson, left side Farron. There's high post. Cowan, double team, forces through it and will get himself to the line. It was a double team there. I believe it was Steele and Chase. Ball was actually on Wallman, so it was Wallman and Chase. Two shots here for Trey Cowan. Cowan with 18 points. Make it 19. He hits the first free throw. He's 3 of 4 from the free throw line. The lead cut to 3 with one more pending for Trey Cowan. Second free throw is good, and Highmore Herald back within 2, 38-36. James Valley Christian, 2-point lead and the ball. Wallman outside, goes in, low post. Chase shoots over Cowan. Cowan with the block and a foul call, and Trey, a little frustrated, thought he played good defense there, but they call him for the foul. Third on Trey Cowan. He had none here coming into the second half. Two shots coming up now for Davis Chase. 2 for 4 at the free throw line. 3 of 5. Missed his first two in the second quarter. He's made three in a row, though, here in the fourth quarter. He's got six with the second free throw pending. Three-point lead, JVC. Second free throw, no good. Offensive rebound, Wallman gets it back out. They can reset. Waldner, top of the key, low post. Chase against Cowan. Little ball fake, has to come back outside. Wallman, left side, open three for Franson. Got it. Dax Franson, his first field goal of the game. Biggest lead of the game for James Valley Christian now at 42-36. Some pressure by Highmore Herald, and we're going to have a whistle and a timeout. Highmore Herald, first timeout of the game, or second timeout for Highmore Herald. 4:14 to go. James Valley Christian, a six-point lead. Timeout, 1 minute on Dakota Sports.
Hague Insurance of Woonsocket wishes their hometown Blackhawks and the surrounding community teams the best of luck in the 281 Boys and Girls Tournament. Hague Insurance offers all personal, commercial, farm, crop, and health insurance. Give Hague Insurance a call at 605-796-4471 or stop by to see their friendly staff in Woonsocket at 111 South Dumont Street. From the entire staff of Hague Insurance of Woonsocket, good luck and give it your all in the 281 Boys and Girls Tournament.
6B Seed and Supplies in Alpena is your local Hubbard Feed dealer, carrying a full line of Hubbard Feed and Crystal X tubs for your livestock. Whether you need feed, minerals, salt blocks, or lick tubs, give 6B Seed and Supply of Alpena a call, 605-354-2699 or 605-354-2776. The Baruth family has been farming and feeding livestock for five generations. They put their experience to work for you. 6B Seed and Supplies, your one-stop feed store.
Dakota Sports is committed to excellence in sports broadcasting.
4:14 to go in the game, and James Valley Christian, their biggest lead of the game, 6 points, 42-36. Highmore Herald really needs a bucket here to keep things close. Farron's into the front court, now Stevenson, left side McPeak, lob pass. Right side it goes to Farron's, just playing catch on the perimeter. Stevenson, McPeak on the left side. Now Stevenson again. Farron's will go down, drive to the baseline, cut off, kick out. Here's McPeak on the drive. Nice bounce pass. Cowan goes in with a finger roll. No good. He gets his own rebound back up and in. Cowan stayed with it. The lead is 4 with 3:42 to go. James Valley Christian on top with the ball. Franson drives, kicks out. Chase in the corner, back up top, steal in the game, now Waldner. Waldner drives, floater for two. Gavin Waldner, his first bucket of the game. The lead back at 6, 44-38, JVC. Stevenson in the front court, will drive down baseline, wrap around right out to Farron. His three is off the mark, rebound captured by Stevenson, another chance. He'll turn and shoot a three, dribbled out and makes it. Three ball for Carter Stevenson off the offensive rebound, dribbled it out. Nobody ever guarded him. Shot up, no good by Steele, and on the rebound, a foul going to go on JVC. Probably a quicker three than what you would have liked there, but no, the foul is on, okay, it is on Chase. I thought they were going to call it on Cowan the way everybody was reacting, but the foul is on Davis Chase, his third. Again, probably a quicker three than you really wanted to see there by Huntley Steele, and now the lead is 3, and Imore Herald has the ball back. Again, full court pressure, James Valley Christian, Stevenson puts it back to Farron's. Farron's dribbles up the middle, got to hurry. Stevenson, and there comes another timeout. Imore Herald, as the 10-second count was just about there. Timeout, Imore Herald, 2:51 to go. James Valley Christian up 44-41. We'll take a timeout of 30 seconds on Dakota Sports.
Alpena Co-op Service would like to wish everyone the best of luck in the 2D1 basketball tournament. Alpena Co-op Service knows what it means to work as a team. Whether it's at work or on a basketball team, the secrets to success are communication, hard work, dedication, and working together. That equals success. Stop by or call Alpena Co-op Service at 849-3341. And good luck, play hard, and give it your all. Alpena Co-op Service.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports.
Timeout by Highmore Herald. They have two remaining, a full and a 30. Coach Wager's only used one timeout, a 30 in the game. 44-41. And the lid on the volleyball standard just came off. And now they made sure it's down there securely. And inbounds for Highmore Herald. Pass into the front court. Stevenson. Cowan right back to Stevenson. Slapped away by Waldner. Will stay with Highmore Herald. They'll inbound it on the baseline. 44-41. James Valley Christian leading. So we're down to 2:45 to go in the game. Cowan gets the inbounds. Now Stevenson, top of the key. Stevenson comes right. Ferens worked the perimeter. Ortega in. Has it on the left side. He'll drive. Reverse layup. In and out. Cowan offensive rebound. Counted. He's fouled. Cowan with the bucket. He has a chance for the old-fashioned three-point play and a chance to tie it. Cowan having a big afternoon. 24 points by my scorekeeping. Bartholo back into the game for the Vikings. Cowan wearing a 5 o'clock shadow and probably a 5 o'clock shadow from Saturday. Misses the free throw. 1-point game with Bartholo on the rebound. 2.5 minutes to go. Drive by Waldner. Scoop shot for two. Waldner used his quickness. Went down the middle of the lane. And it's back to a three-point game. 46-43. Vikings. Stevenson in the front court. Gets the screen. Goes baseline. Leaves it in the middle. Threw it away. Stolen by Franson. Down the floor. Layup is good. Franson with the bucket. He's got 7 all here in the second half. The lead 5. Here's Highmore Herald again needing a bucket. Inside of 2 minutes to go, down 5. Stevenson gets the screen, dribbles off to the left. Now goes baseline, can't get a shot off, sealed off by Correll. Back up top, Ferens. Ferens into the paint, kick out Stevenson. Stevenson can't get a shot off. Now he'll go Euro step, too strong. Rebound by Wallman. Big miss there. Into the front court comes Franson. Not anywhere close to the bonus yet. And time a factor for Highmore Herald. Down 5, minute 20 to go. Franson, top of the key. Highmore, or James Valley Christian, satisfied to run some clock. Now there is a foul on Highmore Herald. The shot clock was down to 15, and now it resets to 35. The foul is on Aiden Ferens. Is third, and we have a timeout. James Valley Christian. Timeout with a minute 13 to go. Vikings up 5. Timeout 1 minute on Dakota Sports.
Iverson Auto and Michelin Huron is the ultimate destination to get you on the road and to keep you on the road. Discover a fantastic selection of new Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Ford vehicles, plus an array of quality pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to get you on the road. And to keep you on the road, Iverson's dedicated service department has certified technicians that ensure your vehicle receives top-notch maintenance and repairs for a smooth drive every time. For the trusted team that's there to get you on the road and keep you on the road, choose Iverson Auto and Michelin Huron.
We all have hobbies. Some of us like to golf, some like to paint, and a lot of us love to shop. Stop by Double D Western and improve on your new hobby, shopping. And shop for the latest in men's and women's fashion. Plus shop for beautiful men's and women's jewelry. Double D Western is located at South Town Square at 821st Street Southwest in Huron. Double D Western is open every day of the week, so that improves your shopping hobby even more. Stay in style with Double D Western in Huron, located on 821st Street Southwest in Huron.
Dakota Sports is committed to excellence in sports broadcasting.
Minute 13 to go in the game, 48-43. James Valley Christian leads, and they have the ball. And there's still one more foul to give before Highmore could even put JVC at the free throw line. Inbounds off the Viking timeout. Franson up top. And again, James Valley Christian be happy to run some clock off. Now coming out and getting the foul is Ortega. Next one then will put James Valley Christian into the bonus, but at this point if they make their free throws, that's going to probably put it away. Franson gets away from the defense. Now is fouled by Brooks McPeak. That'll be the second on McPeak. And that will put James Valley Christian to the bonus. It'll be Franson to the line to shoot 2. minute two to go, and right now you got to think if James Valley Christian can knock down their free throws, they will head to the semifinals against Wessington Springs tomorrow. Franson, first free throw is good. 8 points for Dax Franson all here in the second half. Second free throw will be key here. Make it a three-possession game. Correll back in for James Valley Christian. 49-43. James Valley leading and one free throw pending for Dax Franson. Second shot is good. Three-possession game. 50-43. Up the floor comes Stevenson. Stevenson left side. He'll drive all the way in. Kick out three. Miles McPeak got it. Needed that one. Miles McPeak hits the three. 50-46. Highmore Herald back within four. Timeout on the floor. We'll take a timeout. 30 seconds on Dakota Sports.
Bauman Agency presents the 2024 Crop Market Outlook and Crop Insurance Update. Come and hear featured speaker Brooks York teaching grain marketer insights combined with crop insurance and innovative grain marketing strategies. Join us at 6 p.m. Tuesday, February 6th at the Huron Event Center. You'll also get the latest crop insurance updates and learn how they may affect your operation. Come for supper and stay to learn on Tuesday, February 6th at 6 p.m. Bauman Agency, crop insurance from your side of the fence. RSVP 605-353-1112. Bauman Agency is an equal opportunity provider.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports.
And we are back in Woolsey. 52 seconds to go. A huge three for Imore Herald from Miles McPeak. Just his second bucket of the game. 50-46, full court pressure. And the inbounds comes in the corner to Franson. Back in the middle, Wallman, and Wallman fouled in the backcourt by McPeak. And Jared Wallman will go to the line to shoot two. Now, before this fourth quarter, James Valley Christian had struggled shooting free throws. They were 3 of 9 on free throws through three quarters, but right now they are 5 of 6 here in the fourth quarter. And Wallman to shoot. First one is good. Well, going to be a two-possession game, either way you look at it. McPeak back in as Ortega comes out. 49 seconds left. One more shot for Jared Wallman. Second free throw is good. Hit them both. So a six-point lead. Time the essence. Stevenson dribbles into the front court. Now goes baseline, goes reverse layup, missed it. Rebound, we have a jump ball, possession arrow, James Valley Christian. 39 seconds left, Ortega back in for Highmore Herald. Wallman will inbound against the full court pressure, get it to Waldner, lob it up ahead, Franson. Franson gets it into the front court. Ortega chasing. Now a double team and a foul going to go on Highmore Herald. Boy, Highmore Herald had it where they needed. The problem is they just couldn't let any more time go off the clock and the whistle and the foul. And realistically, I almost think Franson, if he can knock down either or both of these free throws, that might put it in the books for James Valley Christian. 33 seconds left. Two-possession game the way it is. Franson can make it a three-possession game, hitting either of these free throws. Ortega picked up his second foul. First free throw is good. Franson having a big second half. He's in double figures with 10. Eight here in the fourth quarter. Did not score at all in the first half. One more shot for sophomore Dax Franson, and he'll rim that one in and out. No good. Cowan rebound. Got to hurry. Farron's in the front court. Oh, look like over and back, but McGurr says no. Three is blocked by Waldner, and on the rebound, Waldner blocked the three by Stevenson, and then Stevenson trying to go after the loose ball. picked up the foul, and with 23 seconds to go, will come down and shoot Bartholo free throws. Bartholo with 2 points, 0 for 2 from the free throw line. James Valley Christian edging closer to a date in the semifinals tomorrow with Wessington Springs. Free throw, Bartholo, no good. I guess I jinxed him when I said, oh, well, they're shooting free throws. They've now missed two in a row. One more shot is no good. Missed them both. McPeak with the rebound for James Valley Christian. Don't foul. Stevenson into the front court. Will drive. Off balance. Threw it away. Going to be picked up by Franson, and it looks like James Valley Christian will be able to dribble out the clock. Vikings will advance to the semifinals. They have a big fourth quarter, and they defeat Highmore Herald 53-46. James Valley Christian 3-4. Highmore Herald drops to 3-6 on the season. We'll take a 2-minute timeout, and we'll come back here, run a Gary Zell Auto Glass post game, give you all the stats, and then hand the headsets over to Mr. Watson, he'll take us through the last two games here today. Again, the final, 53-46, James Valley Christian. We'll take a timeout, 2 minutes on Dakota Sports, KOKK.
When you live in South Dakota, you have to deal with the weather. It's cold one day, warm the next. It's a part of life that your central air unit or furnace just may cause you some problems. Call Kurtz Heating and Cooling in Huron, 352-5316. Kurtz Heating and Cooling can inspect your home or office climate systems. So when you make an appointment, the staff at Kurtz Heating and Cooling can take every precaution to make sure you and your family and your employees are safe. Kurtz Heating and Cooling in Huron.
Hague Insurance of Woonsocket wishes their hometown Blackhawks and the surrounding community teams the best of luck in the 281 Boys and Girls Tournament. Hague Insurance offers all personal, commercial, farm, crop, and health insurance. Give Hague Insurance a call at 605-796-4471 or stop by to see their friendly staff in Woonsocket at 111 South Dumont Street. From the entire staff of Hague Insurance of Woonsocket, good luck and give it your all in the 281 Boys and Girls Tournament.
Your Legend Seeds dealer, 6B Seed and Supplies of Alpena, wishes good luck to all teams in the 281 tournament. 6B values family, community, and a commitment to service. Their partner, Legend Seeds, honors those same values. As a Legend Seeds dealer, 6B has access to all of the leading traits, genetics, and innovative biologicals in the industry. You can guarantee they have your best interest in mind. Contact 6B Seed 605-354-2699 and put their name and Legend Seeds products to work on your option.
Gary Zell Auto Glass is a proud supporter of area high school sports and sponsor of the Post Game Show. Gary and Michael Zell offer mobile glass replacement of windshields, door glass, cars and trucks, even tractor cabs on site. Gary Zell Auto Glass does chip repairs and they process all insurance paperwork. Call 352-0836 or toll free 1-888-852-0355. Gary Zell Auto Glass in Huron. It's time for the postgame report on 1210 KOKK, brought to you by Gary Zell Auto Glass in Huron. Once again, here's Matt Watson.
And once again, it's Jeff Duffy one last time here. The incomparable Matt Watson will be taking over the headsets here in a moment, still doing some of my final numbers here before we tell you about this one with the James Valley Christian Vikings advancing to the semifinals tomorrow. They will play, I believe, 5 o'clock back here in Woolsey against top-seeded Wessington Springs. Meir Family Hair Care scoreboard update. Meir Family Hair Care, located in downtown Huron, offering haircuts, colors, waxing, perms, hair treatments, shampoo sets, eyelash extensions. Call Lori and Kylie at 605-883-HAIR. We walk-ins are always welcome at Meir Family Hair Care. Highmore Herald drops to 3-6 on the season. 24 points for the big man, Trey Cowan. I didn't do his shot chart completely, but he shot well over 50% from the field. Of course, a lot of those right around the basket there as he used that big body to his advantage. 24 points for Cowan, 12 points for Carter Stevenson. Miles McPeak added 5, 3 for Aiden Ferens, and 2 for Caleb Roth. James Valley Christian now 3-4 on the season, 25 for Jared Wallman, 10 for Dax Franson, 7 for Davis Chase, 4 points apiece for Isaac Correll and Gavin Waldner, and 2 points Ethan Bartholow and Gavin Waldner. Shooting in the game, I had James Valley Christian 19 of 56 for 34%. Imore Herald 16 of 50 for 32%. James Valley Christian struggled some from the free throw line, 11 of 21 for the game, 10 of 12 for Imore Herald. So those are the numbers, and again, this scoreboard update brought to you by Mirror Family Hair Care in downtown Huron. So Lexington Springs, James Valley Christian will play in the first semifinal for the boys tomorrow. That'll be at about 5 o'clock back here at Woolsey, the other half of the bracket on the court now, or the first game in the other half. Iroquois Lake Preston and Woolsey Lexington will play in our third game of the day. Matt Watson will have all the play-by-play for you on this one coming up next. So again, the finals here today in my two games. First game, Lexington Springs cruises 71-19. And then it's James Valley Christian 53, Imore Herald 46. We're halfway through the first round of the boys 281 Conference Basketball Tournament. We'll take a two-minute timeout and hand things over to Mr. Watson. He'll take you the rest of the way. Two-minute timeout on Dakota Sports, KOKK.
Hi, I am Tyson Lean. As a college